This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We will listen this morning to what it sounds like to travel through a disaster zone. China's news agency reports an astonishing number of dead from yesterday's earthquake. It is in the many thousands, and rescue workers are just today arriving in some of the areas where people are buried by the thousands. NPR's Melissa Block has been traveling through the damaged roads and the rain that are slowing down the rescue effort, and she followed the road toward Beishuan County, one of the hardest hit areas.
As we drive up a mountain road, the destruction caused by yesterday's earthquake grows visibly worse. First, we see roofs violently stripped of their tiles, then a few houses that have caved in the middle. Still farther, massive boulders, 10 or 12 feet in diameter, that have rolled down the mountain and blocked half the road. Everywhere you look, people are living out in the open in a heavy rain. Families have pulled mattresses outside. They're sleeping under tarps and umbrellas alongside the road. With aftershocks still rumbling, no one wants to be inside. We just passed about four houses in a row that had been completely flattened. They were just piles of rubble. And finally, we come to the village of Ganshi, a tiny strip of homes, many now pulverized by the earthquake. But as devastated as this village is, this has become a place of refuge for those fleeing villages in far worse shape. We come across 14-year-old Zhang Mingzhong. He's hobbling down the road, leaning on a tall bamboo stick. His left foot is swollen and angry, covered with large pustules. He was hit by falling bricks when his house collapsed. He says he fled his village with his grandmother. He walked 3 or 4 hours on his crushed foot, then hitched a ride on a motorcycle at the very end. In Ganshi, the boy is carried to a crude clinic. The village doctor puts antiseptic on his foot and lances his horrible wounds. But he says there's a fracture. The boy will need more medical care somewhere else. How he'll get there is anyone's guess. There is a steady stream of people trudging down this road into the village. I find 36-year-old Zhao Rong as she crosses a bridge into town with 4 children, ages 9 to 15, streaked with grime. She tells me they've walked about 20 miles from their town. Incredibly, she's wearing black heels, muddy from the journey. They've come with just the clothes on their backs.
So actually, they have lost everything. So actually, they have nothing now.
I see your hand is swollen.
So because of lots of injuries, even serious injuries, they do not have enough medicine and medical stuff.
And it's not just her injury. One of the young boys has a badly bruised and puffy eye. He was hurt when he escaped from his school as the quake hit. Zhao Rong lived in the town of Chenjiaba in Beichuan County. She says, when the earthquake hit, we saw lots and lots of houses collapse, and the dust was everywhere from the collapsed buildings. I felt like I was walking through a cement factory. I couldn't open my eyes or my mouth. She says her town used to have 15,000 people. She thinks one-third of the population may have been killed in the earthquake. That would be 5,000 dead in that one town alone. She says everywhere there were people lying dead or injured. It was terrifying. Zhao Rong says huge boulders rolled down the mountain from landslides caused by the earthquake. Those boulders have filled the local river, and now they're afraid of flooding.
And where are you going?
I don't know. So I would just sit down, you know, when I find a proper place. So first I need to save the lives, our lives.
First thing you wanted to do was save your family's life.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to eat? Do you have any clothes?
So actually now we lead a life like a beggar.
As we talk, trucks and buses drive by carrying other villagers out and away to areas not flattened. The scope of the devastation in these rural areas is still incalculable. But the relief effort seems to be ramping up. On the main highway, heading out of the provincial capital, we pass convoys of huge bulldozers on flatbed trucks and a long line of buses filled with soldiers. They're heading into the ruined areas to help with rescue and relief. I'm Melissa Block in Chengdu, China.
You can read reports on the earthquake at npr.org/China Diary. And we should mention that NPR has two veteran correspondents who were in Sichuan province at the time of the quake. More correspondents are on the way. Few news organizations are this close to the story, and Morning Edition will bring you more as we learn it.